AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump speaks to the nation tonight as he looks to next year and beyond. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It'll be a primetime address from the White House, which is offering few details about just what he'll say.
It's going to be a really good speech.
Spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the president will review his first year's successes and preview what's to come. The address comes as he tries to rebuild steadily eroding popularity, with polling revealing growing frustration with the economy. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the president can say what he wants.
If Donald Trump had any shred of honesty and self-respect and self-insight, he'd look into the camera tonight and say to the American people, I have failed you.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The president was in Dover, Delaware to pay his respects to two Iowa National Guard members and a U.S. civilian who were killed in an attack in Syria last weekend. The Senate has given final passage to an annual military policy bill that will authorize $901 billion in defense programs. It also pressures Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth to provide lawmakers with video of strikes on alleged drug boats in international waters near Venezuela. This is Nevada Democrat Jackie Rosen.
They're not allowing us to see it, and if they could edit all the other videos that Secretary Hegseth he liked, they can sure as hell edit this one. And so again, Secretary Hegseth is showing his deep disdain for members of Congress.
The Trump administration is moving to dissolve the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Colorado. The center is a leading hub for climate science research. Four centrist Republicans have broken with their party's leadership over health care. They've signed on to a Democratic-led petition that will force a House vote on extending for 3 years health care tax credits. This is AP News. Get ready to stream the Oscars. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has the story.
In a seismic shift for one of television's marquee events, the Academy Awards will begin streaming on YouTube, beginning in 2029. YouTube will hold the global rights to streaming the Oscars through 2033. ABC currently airs the Oscars and will continue to broadcast the annual ceremony through the 100th Oscars in 2028. Starting in 2029, YouTube will effectively be the home of all things Oscars, including red carpet coverage, the Governor's Awards, and the Oscar nominations announcement. Officials at the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences says that the move to YouTube will help expand access to the work of the Academy to the largest worldwide audience possible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
I was a soldier, then a veteran, a husband, and a father. And with my VA home loan, I'm a homeowner. No down payment required and no PMI. Build your future with the VA home loan. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.